White. Norfolk Villa, Prospect Street, Granville, New South Wales, Australia. February 13, 1895. Dear son Willie, we received your letters giving an account of your journey, and we were not at all surprised at your account of the disagreeable experience you had, for it was very rough weather on land. We did have hope that possibly the storm might not reach you, but the accounts in the newspapers were of that character that those hopes melted away. But we were rejoiced at the telegram of your safe arrival. We prayed for you and your companions morning and night, and we believed that God would bring you to your destination, Auckland, in safety. When your letter gave a limited account of your experience, we were not at all surprised. It was even better than we feared. I received a letter from Kellogg enclosing £2 for the copying of the articles I sent him, and stating he would appropriate $100 to the work being done in this country, and receipt it on the note he holds against me. That is good. If he will allow me to pay up that note in this way, I will be so grateful, for we need means so much. It is a very good thing for Brother Kellogg to do. Matters move along about as usual in our home. Edith was taken to the hospital, was there only 5 days, and was not a subject of typhoid fever, as was reported by the nurse, who made a mistake and got her mixed up with another person who had typhoid fever. She is at home, all well and active. May is fulfilling her office and work nicely. She rides out with me, drives the horse. She has no time for sewing much, as she helps Annie in the various things that require someone's looking after. Sister Rousseau has had an attack, similar but lighter than Edith, but May gave her treatment and sweated it out of her. Maud was attacked last night, sore throat, aching bones, and she was to give her a sweat. We all manage to have all we can well accomplish. We shall expect another letter from you as soon as you get to the meeting ground. Brother Rousseau has been down here since last Thursday noon. He is still afflicted, in a lighter but similar manner to Job. He has 3 more boils in progress. He is trying to complete the school matter and then move forward after he gets the business done in Sydney. The best thing for Brother Kellogg to do, I think, is to engage in business on the school land. Brother Rousseau wants him, I understand. He can consult with him, and they can plan together. Brother Rousseau knows nothing by experience in building, and the delay of the conference decision has removed, Dr. Kellogg says, all burden from his mind. He feels no drawing to Queensland. It would involve expense, and he thinks it would not pay. I was a little surprised at some things Elder McCullough told me last Sunday. He visited me and stated that Brother Rousseau told him that Elder Daniels wrote him he was to take your place in having an oversight of the work in Ashfield and Petersham, and he began to make inquiries what they did with the money received in collections in Ashfield and Petersham. This did not make a very favorable impression on the mind of Brother McCullough. He thought Brother Hare and himself could be trusted to appropriate the means that the people chose to give, without any of Brother Rousseau's help or counsel. Another point, he was urging quite strongly that Dr. Kellogg should speak Sunday nights on temperance and health questions. Brother McCullough says if they wish to kill the meetings dead as a stone, they could enter into this arrangement. He has not the gift of voice or attractions of speech to make subjects interesting. I told him I would not sanction the proposition, for I had fears the same as expressed by himself. Marion has the same judgment of the matter. She has attended his meetings, but she says it is to show respect to him. He does not interest the people, and he seems not to have the gift of adaptability. And although all have respect for Dr. Kellogg, they do not feel enthusiastic at the prospect of being forced with his labors. I think if we can have one American on the school grounds engaged in building savingly, it would be a blessing. Brother Rousseau seems to desire it. I shall talk with Brother Rousseau this morning in regard to these things. If his business in the city is accomplished, he will go at once, this day, to the school grounds. Sarah came up at 7:30 and stated that Brother Rousseau left the train at Granville and came directly to their house to get a bath. Said he was sick, had great pain in his bowels, so he may not go today. I read to him what you wrote about pushing the work on the school grounds. Brother Kellogg is employed all the time on the plan of building, making estimates. Brother Thompson came last Sunday and gave his figures, which are less than Brother Hardy's and Smith's. We hope this work will progress.
Do you advise that we shall make a selection of land on the school property? Brother Rousseau thinks it an excellent building site, says it is high and excellent land for fruits and perhaps for vegetables. He thinks I would not want to locate in the lowland. O'Reilly's place? He asks nearly $2,000 for it, so we might as well give that up. I think we had better be making some move and calculation upon the matter of selecting a site and preparing for building. And after reading your letter today, if it is your calculation to travel considerably with her among the churches, which I think would be advisable, would it not be best to build quite close, your building and mine? Or else, would it be best to have one house, calculated for two families? Please think this over and express something in regard to the matter. Would you advise May and me to go up to Dora Creek and see for ourselves? We will await your letter expressing your mind on these points. We want you to do the very best thing for you. I think Mary Mortensen had better come with the children by all means, and I shall write to that effect, that I will find a place for her, or she can help in teaching in the school. If you think this is best, you can write decidedly on this point. We are all getting along harmoniously. We feel a deep interest in your meeting. May the Lord bless you is our prayer. Much love to all friends.